Okay, let's say you're speeding down the highway. Well, maybe not speeding, but just driving. And you see this on one of those message boards. Cats have 9 lives. You are not a cat, so buckle up.
Or what about this one? And maybe you are speeding this time and you want to slow down. Visiting in-laws? Slow down. Get there late.
One that comes to mind to me is get your head out of your apps. And it has wordplay, humorous.
Mike, we're talking about highway signs today, specifically what are known as changeable message signs. After the Federal Highway Administration announced new guidelines a few weeks ago that strongly discourage states' departments of transportation for using, quote, punny messages on those signs.
It's like a linear tribute to dad jokes, and I, for one, approve. So, this week, I spoke with an expert on the topic. Dr. Trip Sheely is a civil and environmental engineering professor at Virginia Tech and the lead author of a report commissioned by the Virginia Department of Transportation entitled Driver Response to Dynamic Message Sign Safety Campaign Messages. Wow, that's a mouthful.
It's a lot.
Are these types of signs effective? Do they help change people's behavior? And what we concluded is that the overall consensus, at least in Virginia, was that people thought they were effective, and the measures that we used to look at behavior change, they seemed to work.
I'm your host, Mike Rogers, with one of our producers, Chris Blake, and this is Something Offbeat. My first thought was, doesn't anybody have a sense of humor anymore? Tell me what's going on here.
Yeah, clearly Federal Highway Administration doesn't have a sense of humor or doesn't think that DOTs should have a sense of humor. So these types of signs have been around for at least half a decade or more. They became more popular once we had these dynamic message signs that you could change. You know, they're digital, and you could change what was being displayed on them more regularly. And states started using that as an opportunity to inform, engage, talk about safety.
I would think that if you're a safety advocate, that you want more than anything for these signs to be noticed, and that this would help in that regard.
Yeah, we found that they were more memorable. We found that the majority of people thought that they were appropriate, that they should be displayed. We found that people went home and talked with their family members over the dinner table about safety. A lot of states started having campaigns where you could write in your own if you came up with a good rhyme or pun or something related around safety. In our research, we found that it engaged people about safety in different ways, got them talking about it even when they're not driving, and that they're memorable. In our study, we found messages that try to elicit some type of emotional response, whether that's negative or positive, used wordplay and rhyme. Those types of messages were often the ones that made you think the most, that kind of elicited the most cognitive attention to the signs. The other thing that's really important with these types of signs is that there's a distinct behavior change that's associated with it. It's not just drive safe, right? It's don't look at your phone while you're driving. And so it needs to have those things.
Did the state of Virginia make any changes as a result of your report?
They've been using them. Part of our report, part of our study was also creating a database of as many of these messages as we could find. And then we coded them based off of humor, that they're sports related, rhyme. So they could query our database to come up and see, you know, what if they're going after a particular holiday or behavior change. We collected over 1,200 of these messages across the US for them. What we found is that sometimes if it's related to sports or if it's too culturally specific and people don't understand them, then they're not effective. So it needs to be generalizable. And I think the ones that you gave are good examples, but most people would get that. But if it's too much about a particular movie that maybe not everybody's seen, it can't be too much, you know, it can't be too
random.
Too, yeah. Yeah.
Mike, while researching this episode, I think I found one of the issues with the Federal Highway Administration's lack of humor before I even opened the PDF.
What's that?
Well, these new rules are laid out in the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices for Streets and Highways, 11th edition.
Could you repeat that? Because I fell asleep in the middle of it. I'll try harder to stay awake this time.
The specific lines we're looking at come in section 2L.07 under the heading Traffic Safety Campaign Messages. It reads, messages with obscure or secondary meanings, such as those with popular culture references, unconventional sign legend syntax, or that are intended to be humorous, should not be used as they might be misunderstood or understood only by a limited segment of road users and require greater time to process and understand. Similarly, slogan-type messages and the display of statistical information should not be used.
You only had to come up for air 6 times in reading that. I'm impressed.
It was a lot.
I have to tell you, though, I don't think they're giving most drivers enough credit for the ability to think and drive at the same time. This may come as a surprise to you, but when I'm driving, the hands at 10 and 2 thing, that's not what's going through my mind on a loop.
Well, what if we recorded a Something Offbeat episode where we just offer drivers positive reinforcement about where their hands should be, checking their blind spots? You think it would do well?
That's a fantastic idea, but let's make sure we give them complicated phone numbers and websites so they have to write it down while they're driving.
Ready for more of the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices for Streets and Highways 11th edition?
As long as it has something to do with section 2L.07, I sure am.
Well, lucky for you it is. When a CMS is used to display a traffic safety campaign, the message should be simple, direct, brief, legible, and clear. Traffic safety campaign messages should be relevant to the road user on the roadway on which the message is displayed. For example, messages regarding school bus stop safety should not be displayed on freeways where school bus stops are not found.
Give me a pen here. Hang on. No school bus stops on the freeway. Got it. How stupid do they think we are, Chris? Wait, don't answer that. Well, if they work, though, if you stick to the guidelines that you're talking about and they work and they get people talking about them, they get them noticed and everything, why do the feds want to get rid of them?
That's a good question. They didn't ask me, so I don't know. I think they humanize the Department of Transportations. There's somebody clearly behind these signs, and when you see them, you get that. And so I think they're, what we found in our study is that they are effective. So I was a little bit surprised that they're trying to ban them completely. I think the better thing to do would put some guardrails on and allow them to be used. But with these kind of specific guardrails that we're talking about today, I know that the Federal Highway Administration was worried that these types of signs elicited too much attention or too much attention of the drivers. But all the ones that we measured, their effectiveness fit within their guidelines.
I suppose the good thing about this from your standpoint and from mine too, frankly, is that this isn't a mandate. It is a recommendation to the states, correct? They don't have to get rid of the humorous sign.
Correct. It's not a complete ban, but I think the better option is to use them appropriately and use them kind of with these rules of thumb or guardrails to make them most effective.
We've talked a lot about this podcast about being located in Dallas, and one of my favorite times of year for the changeable message signs is in the lead up to the Texas OU football game. And I didn't even go to either school.
For any listeners who are non-sports fans, Texas and Oklahoma, huge college football rivals, and every year they play each other in Dallas. It's about halfway between the two schools, and it's right in the middle of the State Fair of Texas. It is a very big deal.
And the Texas Department of Transportation usually gets in on some of the fun. I had to look some of these up, but I found these gems during my search. Let them pass, just like the OU defense does.
Ooh.
Horns up, phones down for safety. And maybe my personal favorite, if only for the guts to put it on a highway sign, the eyes of Texas are upon you, OU sucks.
So here's the thing, my daughters went to OU, along with a lot of my money. So I kind of cringe when I see signs like that, because it makes me wonder why they can't buy a better team. I'm Mike Rogers. Thanks so much for listening to Something Offbeat. This episode written and produced by Lauren Barry and Chris Blake. Audio editing by Bree Flores. Original music by Myron Kaplan and editorial support from Cooper Maugh. Now to keep listening, please subscribe to us on the Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And listen, if you've got any offbeat stories, share them with us. We'd love to hear about them. You can send them to us at somethingoffbeat@Audacy.com. That's AUDACY.com.